I haven't quite figured out where to put everything so I can get to it in my wheelchair. But, I mean, all his furniture came with it.
Decked out in his Florida State University clothes, Russell Wallace gives a tour of his new tiny home and wheels himself to one of his favorite spots, his front porch.
For the last two or three years, I've been in and out of the hospital a whole lot, in and out of rehab a whole lot. They were trying to save my leg from being amputated, and it just nothing worked for more than a couple months. And I was in rehab, a physical therapy rehab, trying to learn how to use my prosthetic, and had about resigned myself to the fact that I was going in a nursing home.
Now, the 70-year-old retiree lives in one of 11 tiny homes in the dwellings community. The available homes come in three sizes, small, medium, and large. Wallace lives in a medium-sized tiny house.
To my knowledge, the mediums are the only ones that have handicap capable. You know, it's got the roll-in shower if you need it, all the grab bars put in the right places in the bathroom, and everything's accessible to me.
And Wallace says all the tiny homes come fully equipped.
The bottom line is anybody that wants to move here, if they walked in with their clothes only, they would have everything they needed. I mean, this place came with all the pots and pans, all the dishes, all the linens, all the bathroom, the towels, hand towels, washcloths, TV's already in there supplied.
He even gets to use new technology.
Even got one of those, I can't even remember the name, the Alexa. You can just talk into and get her to do stuff for you. She doesn't answer me all the time.
Hold on a second. Alexa, lock the door.
Locking. Hang on. Smart things lock the front door.
Thank you.
That's John Schmidt, the director of the Dwellings Community. He says his overall goal is to help those who are disadvantaged. He says there are a few things they look for in those who apply to be a resident. For example, a medium home like Wallace's costs $700 a month, and the buyer's net monthly income has to be about $1,700.
If you can show us that you've got the finances to afford that monthly fee that we charge, then we're not going to do a credit check. We're not going to, the only background check that we're going to do to make sure that we don't have any sexual offenders or sexual predators in the neighborhood. It's not an automatic disqualifier that you've been to prison or been to jail. We'll have conversations with people about that because they'll be forthright with us. But everybody needs a chance. Everybody.
Still, the development has had controversy. Associated with the Kearney Center, some neighbors expressed concerns about living near former inmates and the homeless and what that could do to the property values. There was even a court challenge.
That's probably a year and a half ago or more. I think what you can see is that the folks around this community, even next door here in the Wolf Creek subdivision, can see what we've built. And this, from a visual perspective, is a beautiful community. And then I think those that have, many of them have come to visit with us and know what we're doing and know that this is not another emergency shelter for homeless people.
The community is located off Blountstown Highway. It's expected to have 130 tiny homes. With 11 already done, the next 12 will be ready for more residents by mid-January. For more information, visit thedwellings.org. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.